This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 18, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, election officials in Salem will hold a hearing Sunday to review the objections three residents have to a petition against the city's Sanctuary for Peace ordinance. The objections challenge some of the certified signatures on the petition and contend there were violations of the city charter during the signature gathering and certification process. The hearing will begin at noon Sunday, May 21, and be continued 6 p.m. Tuesday and Wednesday, May 23 and 24, if necessary. Dustin Luca continues, the meetings will take place in the City Council's chambers on the second floor of City Hall, 93 Washington Street. The Board of Registrars met Wednesday in Salem to iron out the rules for the hearing and set the dates. The board is tasked with maintaining voter lists, conducting elections and recounts, tallying election results, and certifying signatures for nomination papers and petitions, among other responsibilities. The board will hear arguments and testimony from witnesses on particular signatures being challenged, review records, including those submitted by representatives of the objectors and the petitioners, and determine what action to take on each objection according to the agenda. The board could either uphold or reject the signature challenges, but the petition would still stand unless enough signatures are thrown out to drop the total number below 12% of registered voters. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. The Anti-Defamation League held their annual breakfast meeting yesterday in Salem. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, stage writer Deborah Goldberg wishes pay equity and gender bias were no longer topics that demand her attention. Ethan Foreman writes on today's front page of the Salem News. But they do, Goldberg told a packed audience at the Anti-Defamation League's annual Essex County Law and Education Day breakfast yesterday. She told the audience that back in the 1970s, her mother Carol was a successful Stop and Shop executive and was considered one of the top 10 businesswomen in America. She was talking about equal pay then, said Goldberg, who noted that in Massachusetts today, women make 82 cents on the dollar to what men take home. She credited the ADL for championing the issue. The breakfast, held in the Kernwood Country Club Ballroom, was attended by 320 legal, education, interfaith education, and law enforcement leaders. State Senator Joan Lovely, a Democrat of Salem, was honored with the North Shore Community Service Award. Quote, fortunately, the legislature has been hard at work in partnership with the ADL and many other strong advocates in the pursuit of equity, Lovely said. She noted that the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, which she helped co-sponsor, had passed the House last week. The bill would provide reasonable accommodations for pregnant women on the job or seeking employment. Former Salem State Representative John Keenan, General Counsel and Vice President of Administration at Salem State University, presented Lovely with her award and in his remarks called Lovely a terrific partner with the ADL. Quote, she fought to give homeless families dignity by getting them out of cramped hotel rooms on the North Shore, he said. Because of Senator Lovely's efforts, there are no more families living in motels on the North Shore. The ADL also honored Peter Quimby, the head of school of Governor's Academy in Byfield, for the private school's efforts to tackle discrimination and bias while encouraging diversity and inclusion on the campus. Finally, Lovely said, as we all watch what is taking place in Washington and listen to our nation's federal officials debate policies and legislative changes, it's obviously the political divide is only deepening in our country. The rhetoric and the language being used in today's political climate, especially on social media, is a major contributor to the divide. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSONewsSports.com, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you, Bill. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, crews are making strides on completely repaving Rantoul Street in Beverly, and businesses said they're surviving the dust, grinding, and traffic interruptions that come with it. By the time October rolls around, Rantoul Street, including the Gloucester Crossing intersection with Cabot Street, should feature new sidewalks with a tile pattern and cobblestone accents and new streetlights and trees. It's part of a $20 million state-funded full-depth reconstruction to address the bumpy roadway riddled with years of patch jobs. The construction, which started in the spring of 2016, has spanned the last two seasons. For businesses, the end can't come soon enough. The Gloucester Crossing intersection is down to dirt, and workers continue digging into it Wednesday afternoon, despite the 80-degree heat. In the middle of all this is Carol's Florist and Gifts, sandwiched between the MBTA commuter rail tracks and a service station. Pamela Sherry Landis, who owns the florist shop, said she looks forward to the sidewalks and the curb bump out in front of her store, but because the shop is surrounded by work at the moment, it's difficult for walk-ins and people who used to pull up temporarily out front. Much more on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ariana McNeil. Matt Demers writes on itemlive.com, Rachel Bennett plans to launch what she calls the North Shore's first-of-its-kind specialty coffee bean shop on Western Avenue in Lynn next month. Lightning Coffee, under construction in the Lydia Pinkham building, wants to be more than just another Java shop. The 31-year-old Swampscott resident said she hopes it will be an educational experience for coffee drinkers. Bennett said she spent months tasting and selecting the beans the shop will carry. Each week, she and her husband try nearly a dozen varieties of beans they brew at home. The self-described coffee connoisseur said she has sampled at least 40 different beans from exotic places such as the Democratic Republic of the Congo in Central Africa, of the Congo in Central Africa, and East Timor in Southeast Asia. She's quoted as saying, brewing coffee has become a lot like lab work for me. Bennett brings an acquired taste to Lynn, honed in the specialty coffee scene in St. Louis, while studying for her doctorate in neuroscience from Washington University. More on this story, written in Item Live today, by Matt Demers. Ray Lamont writes, in today's Gloucester Times, the official opening of Gloucester's beaches remains more than a week away, but a few familiar visitors have already laid claim to two prime sections in the sand at Good Harbor. State wildlife and city officials have worked to cordon off two areas of the city's biggest and busiest beach to make room for at least two groups of nesting piping plovers, as they did last summer. The tiny shore birds are a threatened species in Massachusetts and have been protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act since 1985. The moves come as the season's first potential beach days have dawned, with temperatures expected to reach well into the 80s on Friday. Mike Hale, the city's public works director, noted Wednesday that while the beaches are accessible, they will not be open and staffed to collect parking fees or provide some other services officially until Memorial Day weekend. More on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The Danvers baseball team shut out Swampscott 3-0 last night to pick up the NEC South title, their 16th league title in the past 19 years. Pitching-wise, they were led by starter Justin Nato and reliever Justin Roberto. This is Danvers High baseball coach Roger Day.
Went after Dean, who was going to pitch, and how many walks we had early in the year and everything else to get the pitching we've had. I mean, 1-0 with a classical, really kind of a 1-0 game on this. You know, it'd end up 3, but, you know, I mean, we've just really hung tough. Our pitching and Valancourt's been just as good. So, you know, that's been huge for us.
Other games last night, Lynn Classical Baseball capturing the NEC North. They're now 15-0. They topped Lynn English 6-3 behind the pitching of George Dimas. 10 strikeout performance for the Rams. His coach, Mike Zukowski.
Well, I think tonight, I was talking to Coach about it, he has traditionally been a little high. And I think he worked on getting the ball down, and at the beginning of the game, he was missing low. And I was all right with that because he, you know, was making that adjustment that we needed him to make, and then, you know, was able to make those pitches he needed to make, get the big strikeouts when he had to, and he pitched a great game.
The Marblehead baseball team is closing in on the state tournament. They picked up their 9th win of the season over Malden 5-1 yesterday afternoon at Seaside Park in Marblehead. Magicians coach Mike Giardi on his improving team.
Well, obviously very happy getting to 9-6 right now. You know, it was a battle, though. We jumped out 5-1 in that last inning. We were, 3-1, and then we get the big hit from McCarthy and go up 5-1. You're feeling confident, and you get the first out, you get the second out, and then you walk three guys, and they're a team that they're well coached, and, they're going to take strikes to try to get base runners on, and sometimes you overthink it as a pitcher, and I think that's what happened to Karras. We had to bring in McCarthy, our captain, done some nice jobs saving some games for us, coming in and closing out some games, because he throws strikes, and you know most guys are going to make outs, and that's what he got there as a ground ball. So big one, obviously. We can be a little critical, some mistakes we made, but getting the victory is the most important thing right now. So being a 9-6, we're happy with our position.
Other baseball yesterday, Gloucester downing Peabody 10-9. Girls lacrosse, Marblehead over Manchester Essex 18-17. The Magicians' Lydia Bongiorno with 5 goals and an assist. There's always more sports at msonewsports.com. I'm Bill Newell.